you would rise and join us in this concluding song of worship together. And just as Jesus was fully God and fully man, so he is and was the only one who is mighty to save us from our sins.
You can move the mountains. My God is mighty.
conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Oh, come on, you guys. Really? We're singing, "He rose and conquered the grave." We can give him a little bit more praise than that.
A real big hand for God. I just want to point something out I think it's real important. I have a lot of appreciation for Leah and for the worship team, for Pastor Mark and for Pastor Rich, because, you know, Leah, first of all, takes, if you will let her, she will take you by the hand and enter the throne room of God and worship him intimately. If you will let Pastor Mark and Pastor Rich, when they open up God's word, they are showing us God. They are revealing God to us. It is not about a performance. It is not about knowledge. It's about, just like Pastor Rich said, it's about an experience. It's about a relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit, because that's what the Christian life is all about. It is not about knowledge. And the church, this is fun. We love getting together because we help each other. Iron sharpens iron. We love worshiping together. We love studying God's word together. But the church starts in 15 minutes. As soon as you walk outside that door, that's when our responsibilities as the church starts. So with Jesus, it says he is perfect love. And when he fills us, we have no fear, because perfect love casts out fear. When we go to him in the word, we see a revelation of the future, and he gives us hope. We have so much to be praising God for, to be living for, to showing a dark world that really wants to meet God. And that's our job, is to just introduce Jesus, introduce the power and peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit with the world, because the world needs him right now. So just let me pray for us as we leave. Father, we are so grateful for your word that you give us, that you see that the word is identified as Jesus. And we're so grateful for that. We're grateful that your Holy Spirit teaches us all things about the word and just brings to this remembrance all things that Jesus said. Thank you for the discipline of worship. It is such a needed thing, not just here once a week on Sunday, but all throughout the week as we encounter you, as we worship you, as we depend on you, as we live holy and complete sacrifice for you, because you are worth living for sacrificing everything for. So thank you for this true gift. Thank you for giving us this responsibility to be the light and salt for the world. So just empower us, just remove all fear, give us courage, and may you bring a lot of lost people across our path this week, that we can share the gospel, share the peace, the power and joy and hope that we have in you. Just thank you for the leaders that just lead us to this meeting you. These things we pray, Father, in your Son's name. Amen. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm going to do something a little different than usual. I just feel led to go through this song again. But if you want to go, you can go and maybe, fellowship out there. But anyone who wants to join me in just worshiping through this song one more time, you can feel free to stay in and join in that. All right. Savior, the hope of a nation. Jesus conquered the grave. Feel free to linger here as long as you need to, but thanks for joining me in that extra song of worship together.
Well, you guys are busy. Oh, okay. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Out in, like, Ohio. Yeah, okay. Oh, you're right. I'm the one who's off.